Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this day, after the National Sanctity of Human Life Day, January 22, in the day in which we laid 3,000 roses in front of the Supreme Court, and tomorrow, the prayer and the actual March for Life, let's talk about Planned Parenthood's mission to abort children. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, in this day, this week, where we look back on January 22, 1973, the day of the infamous decision of the United States Supreme Court in a 7-2 ruling, ultimately opened the door of the floodgates for what now have become over or nearly 62 million babies aborted, brutally killed through abortion. Today, we are here to honor and pray that this country ultimately restores the sanctity of human life and that the womb becomes a safe place once again. Well, Planned Parenthood has released its report, 2018-2019 fiscal year, and they have indicated, Matt, that they have killed a record number of unborn babies, 13,000 more than the previous year, 345,672. That is an average of 947 abortions each day in the United States, and they brought in more than $1.6 billion in revenue. That's staggering.
That's B in billion.
Yeah, and you know, think about that. People, it's, you know, it's the NFL playoff season. Think about the games that you watch where there are 70,000 or more people in there in the audience in a packed stadium. Now multiply that by, you know, seven. That's how many, seven of these football stadiums full of human beings were slaughtered in just 1 year by Planned Parenthood. That, there's no other word for that. Genocide. Well, that, you know, is mass genocide.
You know, we have a, speaking of that, we have a pamphlet on our website called The Truth About Abortion. And on the front page, it gives you a visual of all the residents and how many different states that actually adds up to. So that shows you how many residents in each of those states would have been killed by abortion.
Yeah, it's a shocking, and that goes back to 1973.
Yes.
And it continues to obviously take over the United States in the sense of this number continues to grow. So now we're at about 62 million. Mm-hmm. It is a shocking visual. I know once when I was at Liberty University during a convocation, the student body president organized a Sanctity of Human Life Week and had the students in the center of the arena on the floor of the basketball arena wear one color shirt, and the others wore a different color shirt that were sitting in the actual seats of the arena. It was a striking visual representation, just like this map is, of the entire country, of how many abortions that occur in America from 1973 till now. That actually represented one out of every 4 to 5 of that generation did not see the light of day. They were aborted. Mm-hmm. Up to 20% of that generation never got to celebrate the first birthday, certainly never got to enter college, never had the opportunity to live as they lived. It was a startling visual representation of the impact of abortion. Planned Parenthood, 947 abortions every day, nearly 1,000 abortions a day by this Planned Parenthood. This is their own official report. This is not someone reporting about Planned Parenthood. This is their official report. President Trump has been behind the Protect Life rule that ultimately was put out for comment, and then eventually it was implemented. And it is involving Title 10 family planning programs. The Trump administration rule said that any organization that directly or indirectly participates in abortion is not eligible for Title 10 funds. So Planned Parenthood was receiving Title X funds, federal funds under this Title X program, but they withdrew. They said, we're not going to comply with that because they want to continue their primary mission, which is killing unborn children. That ultimately resulted in defunding Planned Parenthood by as much as $60 million a year. This shows, Matt, how focused they are singularly on the issue of abortion. They are focused on that because it is their primary mission, and that's their words, not ours.
Planned Parenthood takes human life with a religious fervor. I've often said they worship at the altar of abortion. And I wrote an article, the modern day Baal worshipers, you know, in ancient Judea and ancient Israel, they would worship Moloch, the god of fertility, if you will. They would sacrifice human beings. And so that same spirit of death and child sacrifice, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. It is alive and well today. And they've just, you know, sanitized the language. Instead of saying child sacrifice, now they say women's health care, you know, freedom of choice. But it is exactly the same end, just different methods of slaughtering a human child.
And of course, the bottom line is greed, you know, and we've talked about that often with the Sandra Merrick case. We're fighting against Planned Parenthood because they don't want to lose a single dollar from these abortions and from selling these baby body parts.
Now, Planned Parenthood will say that abortion is just a small part of its services, and they give you these statistics. They will say that, well, they had 345,672 abortions, but they had 9.8 million services. Well, how do they get that number? What they do is a woman who comes in for an abortion also receives several other, quote, services, close quote, which would include a pregnancy test, an STI test, cancer screening, and contraception. So for that one abortion, you got pregnancy test, STI test, cancer screening, and contraception. Four different things that they do. But their ultimate goal is to kill the child. So they test to see if you're pregnant. Then they want to find out if you've got an STI, and they screen for cancer. And then they abort the child, and then they put you on contraception. So what they do is for that one woman who has the abortion for which they get their money, they ultimately say, well, they provided her four other services. Right. So that's where they get this 9.8 million services and say, oh, well, abortion is only 345,672. Yeah. We're
4%.
Talking about human lives. Yeah.
These are all collateral or tangential services that are geared toward the ultimate end of abortion. So they're all secondary services with the ultimate service being the death of the child, and they all surround the death of the child. So they're just playing a shell game here with
right.
the statistics.
Their claim that abortion is only 4% of their medical services is a false statistic.
It's absolutely false, yeah. And they actually work to increase the number of abortions. They have an app. It's called PP Direct. And this app provides access to birth control prescriptions and UTI treatment on the phone. And they also have ROO, which is a sexual health chatbot, And it gives, quote, non-judgmental, science-based information to teens, close quote. That's their words, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen what they've done to teens, and it's not science-based. It's judgmental in the sense that it has an agenda, and that agenda is to push these kids into sexual promiscuity and sexual activity. Why? Because, one, they can provide them medicine, medication, and then they can provide them abortion because these are their future resources for abortion. It is a despicable practice. This is Planned Parenthood. We are battling them in California, so continue to pray for our case and for Sandra Merritt. We will be continuing this year with the civil case of wrapping up some different things before the lower court judge and then appealing that to a higher court. And also, we will be returning to the criminal trial as we go back to San Francisco for both of these activities. Lots of work still ahead as we continue to defend Sandra Merritt, who did the undercover investigations of Planned Parenthood. But this week, the Sanctity of Human Life Week, pray for peace for the unborn. Pray that, in fact, we actually have a restoring of the sanctity of human life in America. I believe it'll happen, that Roe versus Wade will be overturned, and we will have the womb a safe place once again. Prayer service tomorrow and the National March for Life. Visit lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.